With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It is a done deal after 43 agonizing days. President Trump signing a government funding bill, officially ending the shutdown. Signing ceremony coming just hours after the House approved the measure 222 to 209.
I also want to thank the broad coalition of Americans that stood with us in this fight to reopen government, including the Teamsters, the American Federation of Government Employees, the Fraternal Order of Police, AMVETS, the National Small Business Association.
Indian security agencies detaining several suspects in Kashmir, all part of a probe into that deadly car blast this week. Here's correspondent Charles Dale Desma.
The blast occurred on Monday near the historic Red Fort Monument in New Delhi, killing 8 people and injuring several others. Authorities have announced that they're investigating it as a possible terrorism. If confirmed as a deliberate attack, it would be the deadliest blast in India's capital since 2011. At least 5 people have been detained for questioning in a series of raids overnight in Kashmir's southern Pulwama district. Police officials say Red Fort is a 17th century monument and a place where Indian prime ministers deliver Independence Day speeches on August 15 each year. I'm Charles Diladesma.
In South Korea, officials at this hour say at least 2 people are dead, 18 have been injured when a truck crashed into a busy market in Seoul. Spokesman says they fear that death count will climb. Tech advocacy group Public Citizen demanding that OpenAI withdraw Sora 2, citing safety concerns and threats to democracy from the AI video generator. The group says OpenAI has prioritized market speed over safety. This is SRN News. A Texas pastor returns to his home country.
It was a visa rule change and an extensive backlog of red tape that kept Pastor Albert Oliveira from renewing his legal status in the U.S. The pastor of First Baptist Church of Gordon voluntarily returned to his native Brazil on Sunday. He's keeping connected thanks to technology, holding services and meetings online with his congregation after delegating other duties to one of the church's local associate pastors. He plans to reapply for his proper visa next year to return to his Lone Star State flock. George Williams reporting.
Cornell University agreeing to pay $60 million and stop promoting the DEI agenda in order to restore federal funding and end investigations into the school. The agreement is the latest being struck between the Trump administration and several elite colleges. This is SRN News. A money loser for the U.S. government. The lowly penny is on the way out. That's right. The Philadelphia Mint has made the last ever 1 cent coin.
President Trump ordered its demise because it costs nearly 4 cents to produce one penny. The Mint has been making pennies in Philadelphia since 1793, the last one being produced this week. There are billions of pennies in circulation. Proponents say that without them, cash payments are rounded to the nearest 5 cents, making it quicker to complete a sale. Rich Thomason reporting.
Police in Massachusetts coming to the rescue of a dog that wandered into a tunnel in Boston, almost got hit by traffic. Video showed the little black and white pup heading toward oncoming vehicles. Eventually, officers were able to grab the pooch. He got away briefly, then he jumped into the back seat of a cruiser. More details at srnnews.com.